The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And that's pretty much all we talk about. We get a little involved in some other stuff. So every now and then we talk about firearms and wildlife and, you know, occasionally what's going on in the General Assembly or on a national level that affects us as anglers and hunters. But pretty much stick to the basics. Stick to what's going on in our regulations, our fishing world. We share stories. We talk about days going by. And we just have a good time. It is a time to just relax and let the troubles of the world pass us by. You can check in on the news anytime you want, before or after the program. It's available on your phone. It's available on your computer. It's available on your radio 24/7, 365. But we do it right. We do away with all that stuff here, and we talk about what we like to talk about. So, been an interesting week. Been traveling a lot this week. We're building the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. We're finding interesting things out there in the world of seafood and crabs in particular. And we can't get into a lot of it, but maybe we will here one day. There's some different things that are affecting our our availability of crabs and may affect the entire seafood industry in Maryland. But, you know, We're still digging, we're still looking, we're still investigating, we're trying to figure out what's what. So there's that. Met the other day with Ryan Van Nosdown, who was here in the Baltimore area with work. He's from the Garrett County area, and I've been in touch with Ryan for a while. He killed a very, very nice velvet buck in Garrett County during the archery season, and actually brought his rack for me to see and to transport to our scoring director, who measured the giant velvet buck, a non-typical deer, 170-inch gross score, 160-plus net score. So that's on our Facebook page, and we've been dealing with our measures and, like I said, traveling all over. Meeting with our sponsors, trying to solicit new sponsors and new advertisers, and it's been pretty interesting. Didn't buy my fishing license yet, but I did pick up a copy of the rules, pretty interesting cover photo on the Fishing and Crabbing 2026. It's a father and son, and the featured fish this year is a carp, which is kind of cool. So if you get a chance to get your license and get into someplace like Clyde's or something like that, pick up a copy of the rule book. It's interesting. So you can check that out. One of the things I did discover is at our Mil-Spec liner dealer there in Glen Burnie, which is Superior Linings on Dover Road, new product from Mil-Spec called the Fuel Box. This is a fuel tank that looks like a toolbox that goes in your truck bed, and it's for diesel only. You can either fill your primary tank once it goes empty. There's an automatic transfer system, or you can fill vehicles on the exterior with a pump system in there. It's called the Fuel Box, and it's available from 40 gallons up to, I guess, almost 90 gallons or more. It's got all the technology to do the transfer. It's just got a very interesting little set of features. So if you're a farmer, or if you have a diesel pickup and you travel to the outdoors and you're worried about making sure you have enough fuel, you might want to take a look at this thing. It even has models that have a combination fuel box toolbox and you can carry auxiliary fuel with you. And like I said, it can transfer to the tank in your vehicle, or you can, you know, hook up a system where you can transfer it to another vehicle if you have a diesel vehicle. So there's that. It's interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit maybe. Thursday night, went to a nice lecture at CBEC, Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center, and I got a nice talk on ticks and, you know, the different ticks that are out there in the wilderness and what they do and some of the diseases they transmit, how to treat them and that type of thing. So we might, as we go along here, talk about that. And we picked up a new sponsor, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Many of you are familiar with the chapters here in Maryland. There's the Baltimore chapter, the Maryland chapter, and the Chesapeake chapter. They had an event in Dover with the Delaware chapter last Saturday, I believe. And we are giving away tickets to the Chesapeake chapter event on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail. So we're only giving 4 tickets away. These are $50 tickets. If you'd like to be considered for the drawing for the tickets, you must want to attend and be able and available on the 2nd of May to attend the event. We're giving one one away per person. If you're a couple, you'll have to purchase the other ticket. But a great fundraiser. Been to Chesapeake chapter, was master of ceremonies then, and am again this time again. So we'll talk about that here shortly during the commercial break. I think I told you I got my tires and my brakes installed at Spurrier's Tire Service last week. I've been running my Firestone Destination tires all over the country, and it's working really good. So let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are things in Chestertown?
Okay, I guess.
Good. What's that?
Okay, I guess so far.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I went by Tucco Steam and Gas the other day. I think the 18th is the first tractor pull there, April 18th. So if you'd like to check that out, head to that tractor pull. That would be a good one to go to. I'm trying to pull up the screenshot here to see if I did indeed save the schedule. Where are we? That's something else. All right. We'll figure it out. I'll let you know here as we get closer. But your week good? You got a little rain last night, a little wind, and stuff over the last couple of days, but there's also been a couple of nice days too.
Yep.
So, yes, indeed, looks like it's going to be fairly decent this week. So hopefully that'll be good for all of us, you know.
Yep.
You there, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Good.
Take care and all.
I will. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. Glad to hear from you, man.
Great.
All right. Talk soon.
Great.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Glenn. All right. Here we are. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's how you reach us. That's how you get to go on the air. We'd love to have you get on the air with us here and express whatever you would like to talk about. I'll tell you, have you heard the spring peepers yet? Good grief, they are out in force. They are absolutely out in force. And yes, I was right about that spring modified truck and tractor pull at Tuckahoe Steam and Gas Association right there on Route 50. Then May 2nd is Steam School. And throughout the summer, there's a lot of garden tractor pulls, which sound exciting. And then the next big truck pull is in November. But, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, we're good. All right. So let's talk about that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. I'm just going to do the commercial now. What do you think there, Aaron? We doing all right with that? All right. Here's how it goes. I'm Alan Ellis, of course, your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open at 4 p.m. You, too, can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership in the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. So what I'm saying there is you can shoot a round of sporting clays and head in at 4 o'clock and enjoy the banquet with everybody else. You know, you can win guns and hunting gear and great prizes when you purchase raffle tickets and play games for prizes. I've actually personally won 2 guns at Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation events, 2 Weatherbys actually. One was a 22-250 and the other was a 257 Weatherby Magnum, which I fortunately was able to take my antelope with. So, and the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets for this event to lucky listeners. Just call in 410-WCBM-680. That's 922-6680, and leave your name and number with our producer, the inimitable Aaron. Right, Aaron? You're ready to go. Yep. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet this coming up on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org. That's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org. For questions about the banquet, call Denise. And here's the phone number. Denise is her name. She's at 302-335-3635. 302-335-3635. Hey, I'll see you there. That's for sure. All right. Well, while we're doing that, may as well talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. I went by there yesterday. I looked over in the yard and all kinds of happy stuff in there. I mean, there's sheds and there's greenhouses and there's gym sets, a half a dozen different varieties of gym sets for the kids and grandkids. And it is just packed, loaded with stuff for your backyard. Backyard time is coming soon, you know. Summer's right around the corner, and that means family get-togethers and the things that you want to do in your backyard, that's for sure. There's, you know, crab feasts and all that stuff, reunions, parties. Well, Hearth America or Backyard Billy's has the tables and chairs, the beautiful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture. The tables and chairs are just the numbers and colors and styles are just unimaginable, too numerous to list here. And they have about 1,000 of those Adirondack chairs in every color and style. You know, people love them. You put them on your deck and just people are very comfortable in them. So why not? And the big stuff, like the sheds and so forth, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, there's the barbecue grills. They've got the big green egg, and they've got the Memphis grills, the stainless steel Memphis grills. You can build an entire outdoor kitchen with all the Memphis accessories if you like. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture inside for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's, especially Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. The phone number is 410-827-4500. If you like social media, Hearth America has a Facebook page. Phone number again, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. They are Route 50, exit 44B if you're coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Turn off the exit to the right, turn into Drummer Drive, and you are right there at Backyard Billy's. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Little tribute there to Chuck Norris. I did not know the man. I enjoyed a lot of his movies, and of course Texas Ranger. That was a classic that we watched a lot. And Chuck passed on 2 days ago at the age of 86. So we're gonna miss him. Of course, he's always a good solid guy, a believer in the Lord, and he shared his faith, and he shared his view for everyone to be healthy, and we like that about him. I have no direct connection with Chuck other than I hunted with a fella who had been on some type of team with Chuck back in the day when Chuck was coming up. They sparred on a regular occasion, and my buddy went on to open a series of karate schools in East Baltimore. And like I said, we hunted together for a few years, and he would tell me stories. And you know, I'm not bragging on my buddy, but he actually did beat Chuck in some scrimmages. But Chuck, he never beat him in a match. So, you know, it was good. But yeah, I'd like to make that connection again and talk about that now further. Maybe we'll be able to do that here soon. But anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Is our phone number. I guess we did do the first set of commercials, didn't we? All right, any callers on the line there, Aaron? All right. People wanted to know about where the event is that we're talking about. It's in Queenstown at Pintail Point. Been there a long, long time. Been a very popular sporting clays range, host to events and weddings and things like that. And used to be able to hunt upland game and waterfowl. one of its most famous shooters at one time was the late great Rush Limbaugh. That was his Maryland duck hunt that he spoke about on the air, and knew his quote unquote guide for his released mallard hunt, and I guess he had a good time. So that was pretty cool, actually. So Pintail has a lot of history. I worked with him a lot in the early days, back in early mid 90s, when I was just I was in the publishing business, and did a promotional video. They worked with the producer of that, did a voiceover for some of the things at Pintail Point that they were featuring back, good grief, 25, 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago. So anyway, I'm old, folks. I've been around. I've done a lot of things, seen a lot of things, and met a lot of people throughout my career, and have enjoyed every minute of it. And we were on the radio at the time doing that too. So anyway, but what we need is callers. We need people that want to talk. Hey, it's a beautiful day out. It's going to be a good day for fishing. No wind, nice mild temperatures, mid-60s throughout the region. So hopefully you'll get out there and do some fishing. I mentioned the fishing regulations earlier and had some conversations about the increase in the senior fishing license and other licenses went from $5 to $12. Now, it's an all-inclusive senior license. It's Chesapeake Bay and Chesapeake region, and it's also the, title, non-title, also freshwater. But the trout stamp, trout season comes in next Saturday, the 28th. The trout stamp is now $20. I think it's a little excessive in my own humble opinion. If you like to fish for trout, if that's what something you like to do, then the $20 is just a normal thing that you do, the price you pay. But if you're like a lot of people that only want to go fish the first couple of weeks, and it's the price of admission, and it is what it is. It's how we pay for recreation. It's how our states are reimbursed by the federal government for fisheries management through the Fisheries Restoration Act and so forth. So let's see. Let's talk to Guy in Highlandtown. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Morning, Alan.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
A little bit. You ought to speak up a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'd like to know about the white perch run. Are they running yet?
You know, I was at a commercial crab and fish house the other day. They were offloading striped bass and white perch. The white perch, I'm guessing they were caught pound netters. They were beautiful. They were gravid. They were full of eggs, some of them, and good size. And when you see that coming in from the bay, then they're ready to do their run. I'm hearing that there are places where white perch are being caught, but yeah, I'd get out there and get after them right now if I were you.
Okay, like Millington and Unicorn Lake.
Yep, some of those places are good. Yep. Where are you from, Guy? Highlandtown?
Highlandtown, yeah.
Yeah, I got
you. I've been to you for a lot of years.
I've been here a lot of years. I've been here a lot of years. I've actually been on the radio more than half my life now. Isn't that amazing?
Early 80s, I think that was when I first caught your show.
When was that?
Early 80s.
Well, I went on the air in 1988. That was my first venture onto the radio when the station WCBM came online. That came on, I believe, in September. I showed up in December of 88, December 17th.
Okay, so it was late 80s.
Late 80s, yes, sir, late 80s. The late, great Bert Gelvar was my first caller. I got to fish with Bert and go to some meetings with him. So, the MSSA, remember the old Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association? Bert was an active member of that, and so...
Oh, was he the guy that wrote for the Sun paper?
No. There were two guys that wrote for the Sun. One wrote for
Bert,
the...
I can't remember his list.
Bill Burton.
Bill Burton, that's his name.
Yeah, Bill and I worked together for 14 years on the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. We published that for a long time. And that man's work ethic was unbelievable when it came to writing. He wrote a lot of articles, and he did the deer count on how many deer were taken in every county and every public area where you could hunt deer. Bill would go and do the research, and he would get the antler circumference, the amount of deer, the approximate age. I mean, it was just incredible the amount of information that we put out in that magazine. So. I worked together with Bill on that, and then Lefty Cray, Bill was, I believe, the evening sun, Lefty was the morning sun, or vice versa, I can't remember, but Lefty Cray was Hunt Valley. He was from Hunt Valley, and, you know, Lefty would come to Bass Pro Shop when I was promotions manager there. And the first time I met Lefty was at the very first Bass Expo at the fairgrounds back in the day. That would have been in the early 90s as well. And he was introduced to me. He walked up and told me a joke. That was the first thing he ever said to me. So it was a joke. And we got along and... you know, just a good guy. There was a beautiful tribute to him on the Outdoor Channel the other night. Him and Barry and Kathy Beck and some of the legendary fly anglers and so forth. But Lefty was a very, very interesting guy, no question. So, but yeah, those are the two guys that wrote for the Baltimore paper.
Can I ask you? Got time for another question?
Sure.
Do I have to worry about ticks?
Oh yes. We all have to worry about ticks if we go outside. We definitely do.
Last week again about all these nasty little critters. I was hoping this really cold weather we had sort of knocked them down.
Well, it would have been nice if we'd had frozen ground. But when we had the snow is like an insulating blanket. Yes, indeed. So. Yeah, we have the black-legged tick, which some people call the deer tick. We have the Lone Star tick, and we have the dog tick. And we have all three of them in abundance here in Maryland. And I shared my experience last year when I was bitten by a Lone Star tick. They're the ones that can spread the alpha-gal allergy. And
that's right,
that's one where you become allergic to red meat, the protein in red meat. And friends of mine have that, and it's a nasty, miserable disease because it's nothing you can treat medically. It's a protein, you know. There's no antibiotic treatment. It's not a living thing. It's a protein that lives in your body. The tick itself does not have that disease in it, but it will receive that protein from one of its hosts, whether that's a deer or a white-legged mouse or another mammal, and it will receive that. And then when the tick bites you, it injects several things into you, like a mosquito does, an anticoagulant and things that will dissolve tissue and that type of thing, and that protein gets transferred from the tick to the human, and it takes a while to circulate through the bloodstream and so forth. But once it's established, it can fade on its own. It can go away on its own. And I know people who have had it for 5 years, and all of a sudden they don't have it. But it's, again, nothing that can be medically treated. It's just one of those. It's one of those things that you have to deal with, and it can be very, very cause a very severe allergic reaction to the point of anaphylaxis. People have actually died from this disease. Most of the time it's a red rash. Your entire body can turn red. You can get something that's like hives, but that can lead to things like swelling in your throat and that type of thing. So if you have that, it's best to keep it's like a peanut allergy, basically. It's best to keep your EpiPen, your epinephrine pen, with you.
So. Recommended sprays?
Yes. Anything with permethrin in it.
Permethrin.
P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, permethrin. And those two include Repel makes one, and the most abundant one that you can find in just about every discount store and sporting goods store is called Sawyer's. Like Tom Sawyer, comes in a black and yellow can. And this is applied to your clothing and your boots. It is thus the anything that has permethrin does not go on your skin. It's a skin irritant, but it goes on your clothing before you hunt, a couple days or a week before you hunt. Take your hunting clothes out and spray your pants from the knees down, spray your jacket from the elbows down, spray around the waistband, and let it dry. And you can even throw it in the dryer if you want. It'll last through several washings, but it kills ticks pretty much on contact, but it's also a great repellent. And when you're out there and you're just hiking, pull your socks up over your pants. And the reason I say that is because ticks will get on you from the ground, basically. They will crawl up, and if you have your pants inside your socks, they'll crawl up onto from your socks up onto your pants where you can see them and get rid of them. If you have your pants out over your socks, they crawl on your socks, they get under your pants, and then have access to your skin.
Yes,
with me?
Yes.
With me?
Great.
Thank you with you. Me, guy? You understand what I'm talking about? Socks over pants?
Great information.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, guy. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Are we caught up? That's absolutely amazing to me that we're caught up. So, hey, there we go. Yes, I did. thank you. Rudy texting in. Luka Kovic is going to be our guest here in the second hour. For however long the interview lasts, we're going to talk about catch and release rockfish. Rudy and I were at the Rudy was my host at CBEC. He was I was his guest. He and Debbie's guest, and Rudy was responsible for a number of surveys on catch and release rockfish. Let's see how many he did. 1996, mortality associated with fall chumming. 1997, mortality associated with spring chumming. 1998, mortality associated with artificial lures on the Susquehanna Flats. 1999, mortality of deep and shallow hooking under different environmental conditions, in parentheses, high salinity. 2000, mortality of deep and shallow hooking under different environmental conditions. That was a study on low salinity. 2001, the hooking efficiency of J hooks versus circle hooks. 2002, the hooking efficiency and deep hooking rates of several styles of circular configured hooks, J hooks, Cali hooks, and of course circle hooks. So we're going to talk about all those surveys briefly, and then we're also going to talk about the some of the numbers. And there's going to be numbers, just so you know, there's going to be numbers, but they are interesting numbers for people to pay attention to. So let's see what we got here. All right, let's talk to Bob in Hamden. Good morning, Bob.
Alan, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm good.
I got a question for you. A friend of mine died about three and a half years ago, and his wife gave me his rifles.
Okay.
And I'm not a gun person, but she didn't want them in her house. And my question to you is, because I don't really shoot these guns or use them, I'm sort of just holding them. how often do you need to clean them? Because I know you need to clean these guns or something along those lines. Like I said, I'm not a gun person.
Right. Well, here's the situation. If you're not shooting them, there's no real buildup. The only enemy you have of a firearm that's not being fired is rust. So take them out, run a patch through the barrel every now and then. If you detect, you know, like once a year or something like that, if you detect any rust, then do a little more thorough cleaning with a brass brush and maybe some gun cleaning solvent, and put a little oil in the barrel to, you know, a patch with oil down the barrel to prevent that rust if you're just going to preserve the gun. Take a look on the surface. If you got dust or if you got any rust coming on, you need to attend to it. But it's, you know, as far as just a gun that sits around, you don't need to clean it any more than like once a year.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. I appreciate your help this morning.
All right. What are you going to do with him?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. He was a very, very good friend of mine, so it's a sentimental attachment. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So my son-in-law is interested in him, and he sort of does a little bit of shooting here and there. He's getting ready to retire, so
I got
who
you.
Knows what the future holds. But
of course.
I was worried about him getting long-term damage by not cleaning them.
Right.
And I know one of the things with your guns, you're supposed to clean.
Yes, indeed. So wipe them down with, you know, clean cloth. If you want to add a little oil to the barrel to keep them shiny, that you can do that. If you want to put a little carnauba wax or something on the stock, you can do that too. A little furniture polish or something, just to keep them looking sharp. It's not a giant thing that you have to do.
All right, I appreciate
okay.
it, sir. Been listening to you for a lot of years, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, appreciate the call.
Very good show.
Thanks, Bob. You have a great day.
All right, have a great day.
You too, man. You too. All right. So, Clyde Sports Shop is still having the last 2 days of their Let's Go Fishing sale, and that is today and tomorrow at the shop. 10% off all the rods and reels and fishing tackle, and fishing combos, kids combos. They feature Shakespeare, the Ugly Stick, and Pfluger rods and reels. They have the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. So you go in there, and there's a hidden weight, I think, in a bucket. You lift with the Ugly Stick rod, and you guess the weight, and you could win something. I'm not sure exactly what you win, but all the rod and reel combinations are on sale. And they're featuring pen spinning reels, the Battle 3 series, all the sizes, the same way with the Pfluger President series, and I really like my Pfluger President reels. I've got three of them on my rod, so that's how much I like them. And don't forget to take a look at the selection of St. Croix rods and all the other brands that they have. If you have a need for new line, now's the time. Take your empty spools in, your spinning reel spools, or your bait casters, and get your line replaced for half price, starting at just 1.5 cents per yard. So that means that 100 yards of line is $1.50. You can't beat it. You can't beat that. Bring your empty spools and let Clyde's install new line. That does not include the Power Pro braid. That's just the monofilament. So Clyde, the sale excludes, of course, bait, live frozen bait, minnows, of course, and licenses. So, but they do carry fishing licenses, lures, hooks, lead weights, live and frozen bait, tackle for all the panfish and perch and trout and bass, snakeheads. For rockfish, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachute. So stop by the last 2 days of the 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale today and tomorrow at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, which is 21227. Some people call it Halethorpe, but whatever you call it, it's just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's has been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by, check out the sale, get some bait, go fishing. You'll be glad you did. Now, Sperry's Tire Service. Welcome back. Good to have you back in the fold here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And Spurries is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right here in Easton. I can walk to it. Can't see it, but I can walk there in a short amount of time. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, but if you need something else, they can get other brands. And they recommend the best tire for your vehicle, no matter what brand. They have the tires for your car and your truck, any maker model. Now, here's a great offer from Bridgestone and Firestone. You got a week. It ends the end of the month. So if you're considering tires, now's the time to pull the trigger. I got Firestone Destinations on mine. These are a great running tire. I love them. You purchase four tires and you get a $70 mail-in rebate. And you can save $100 more when you apply for and you're approved for the Bridgestone Firestone Financing Company. I took that deal. I filed for my rebate. Very simple process, and they'll walk you through it. At Spurrier's Tire Service, they have any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment. They have their own farm service team that will come and service your tires in the field. So if you own any kind of trailer or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They did a brake job for me. They replaced all four brakes, all the rotors, all the pads. They did that the same time I got the tire. So they can check and diagnose and repair your vehicle, and they did an oil change too. When that dreaded check engine light comes on, they'll take care of it. Spurrier's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurrier out and about, or you see him in the shop, tell him you heard it about, he's a very popular guy around town. If you heard about, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service, his tire service company, on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrierstire.com. Very simple. That phone number again, and again, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Well, that's my cue. Hey, you know me, it's Alan Ellis. I'm your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point in Queenstown. The doors open at 4 p.m. You too can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, and that includes your membership in the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35 before the event. The range opens at 9 a.m., and you can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away four tickets for this event, four $50 tickets over the next couple of weeks to lucky listeners. Just call in to 410-WCBM-680. That's our normal call-in number, 922-6680, and leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer, and you could win. You've got to be interested in this event to go. We're not just giving away tickets to a show somewhere. This is a sit-down event, and it's a pretty big deal. It's a fundraiser. Let's keep that in mind. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet on Saturday, May 2nd. That's from 4 till 7. So we're got a lot of things to do and a lot of things to give away, but we're not going to keep you all night, 4 to 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org. That's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, of course, rmef.org. If you have any questions, give Denise a call at 302-335-3635. 302-335-3635. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now, you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Blink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, all I got was the horns. All right, let's talk to Ray. Good morning, Ray. Yeah, mess with the bull, you get the horn.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
How you doing?
Pretty good, and hope you're doing well.
I am.
I'll tell you, I was going to, I usually tell funny stories, but this is a man talked about gun storage, and I got a way that I do it, and I'd like to pass it on.
All right.
But if they're rifles, shotguns, or whatever,
uh-huh.
you oil the moving parts, right? You lubricate all the moving parts.
Right.
And I've learned to take, it's floor wax, I think it's called tree wax, and I take a toothbrush, and I rub all the metal down with that wax, but I don't shine it off of there. I leave it on.
All right.
I leave it on because I'm going to store them for a long time.
Right. Are you talking about, wait a minute, are you, Ray, are you talking about tea tree oil?
No. It's called tree wax. It's floor wax.
Oh, okay.
It's a paste. It's a paste.
Yep.
And I just discovered that by accident. But anyway, you rub it on there on all your metal, and you just store them. But the way you store a gun, I learned this to a gunsmith, you store your guns barrel down.
Correct.
And because oil migrates, and you don't want it going into the wooden stock and all like that. It ruins it.
Sure.
And anyway, that's tip number one. The other, I wanted to talk about Lyme disease.
All right.
But give the other side of it. They didn't discover it till 1974 in Lyme, Connecticut. All right, that's right. They call it that. And the way they found it was all these young people were getting rheumatoid problems.
That is correct.
Okay. So when in 1958, now, I was pruning Christmas trees and was covered with ticks.
Right.
And when I got home, man, I had them crawling all over me. And I got bit, and I got the red ring on my chest, and nobody knew what it was. And I remember my mother saying, "You keep an eye on that boy, like that was going to do something."
Right.
Well, we'll just say a month or two later, my knees got hurting so bad that I was crying and begging my father to take me to the hospital, and they didn't know what it was, so they gave me a prednisone.
Yep.
That kind of knocked it out, and it stayed dormant for years. And I finally started realizing, man, I may have Lyme disease.
Yes.
Okay. And then, because my dog had it, like my hunting dog had Lyme disease. So I got checked for it, but it leaves your blood. It's no longer there. And once it leaves your blood, doxycycline will not cure it.
Correct.
Okay, and here's where it goes. It goes into your joints.
Large joints, that's correct.
And that's what it did to me. And as the years went on, I had to have both hips replaced, my knee replaced twice, my left shoulder replaced twice. I got a couple other joint things, and that's how bad it'll get if you don't catch it.
And that's true.
But when I got it, nobody knew where it was.
Yes.
So, anyway, that. And now I'll tell you a real funny story about a kid.
Can't do it, Ray. You have to save it for next trip.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Keep that one in the back of your mind. All right. No, I don't. Right. We don't have time to do it, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, all right. Next trip. Thank you, though.
All right.
All right. But thank you for the good advice, though. That was fantastic on Lyme and on gun storage. That's for sure. All right, folks, there's the music. Time for me to say get out, stay safe. There's four things. There's faith. You got to love the Lord. There's family. You got to love your family. There's friendship. And there's freedom. Keep all those in mind. Guess what? We'll see you after the news break with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We'll be right back after this break.